There you go. Coming up in about a half an hour, we have a big Nebraska fan coming in to visit with us.
A big Nebraska?
Because it's a big fan of Nebraska athletics.
Oh, I see.
Coming in to visit with us. Just, you know, works out that way.
Who would that be?
It'd be Eric Buskey, who's the president of the
Chief. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
he's going to be here.
He came from up there.
And I didn't plan
Lincoln.
It that way. It just happened to work out that it's Nebraska week. But,
yeah.
I mean, word is he's a pretty big Nebraska fan.
Well, he came from, you know,
makes
from
sense.
Lincoln,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So that's it. So as a result, we're gonna find out what his take on the ball game will be. But anyway, we're gonna visit with the chiefs of police. Visit with Chief Caps of College Station. I think later this month, but if not, early next month. It'll be coming up pretty soon. All right. So the best inventions of 2010. And I don't even know the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The Loxy?
Don't know.
Looxy? The Looxy, I guess, is what it is.
Chase?
Yeah. Any help there?
We all
of the 20th century?
Yeah, of the
2010.
A camera worn over the ear, invented by a parent who found himself fumbling with video cameras trying to record a child's party. Looxcie. Obviously, they haven't marketed to you very well, have they?
No.
So I mean, you haven't even heard of it.
So it's a camera that points only where your ear is pointed, right?
Well, yeah, it's a wearable. Yeah, really.
Gee, it sounds like a great little invention.
Wearable camcorder. How about that?
My God, you got a Q-tip coming towards the lens, you know?
Yeah, that looks like a little robot hanging off your ear there. So. Yeah.
Okay, so just...
Also, can you see somebody with a camera on one ear and a Bluetooth on the other ear walking around saying, hey, I'm really interested in what you're doing?
Yeah.
Don't you know it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going there in a minute, too. We're gonna talk about the annoying habits of people with smartphones. So we're going to talk that technology in a minute.
Ooh, I got me a new smartphone. Okay. I ain't any smarter, but I got one.
The plastic water, the plastic bottle boat. In the 4 months it took British adventurer and banker David de Rothschild, like he hadn't got any money, and his crew to sail in a boat made of discarded soft drink bottles from San Francisco to Australia. Americans used 8.7 billion plastic bottles. He was doing that so that people would know. So that was cool that he did that. The iPad, of course. Fast-growing salmon. Salmon are bad farm animals. It takes 3 pounds of feed to grow 1 pound of salmon, but Aqua Bounty's solution was to splice a gene with the Chinook salmon, and as a result, they have a salmon that grows twice as fast. So more salmon in the store.
It's super salmon.
Yeah. Well, their clothes don't fit. Then. Oh, my God, I got to go get new clothes. Yeah. Anyway. The Power Aware cord. What if you could actually see the electricity flowing into your machines? The Power Aware cord embeds wires around a cable that pulse light in relation to how much electricity is being drawn off the grid.
What the?
Oh. That'd be like Christmas decorations. You could just kind of have them out there in your yard and go, wom, 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 wom,
yeah.
Wom, 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 see it going by.
That's yeah.
Not bad. The almost waterless washing machine. U.S. Americans use more than 330 billion gallons of water in laundry. Well, yeah. Chase, you and I were talking about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I had we got this front load washing machine and had a problem with it, and the guy comes out and he's cycling it, and I saw, you know, it's got 3 cups of water in it. I mean, it's amazing how little water those things use.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
We've had one for several years.
Supposed to work. So anyway, we got that right there. All right, here we go. Smartphones have completely changed the way we communicate.
Okay.
Sometimes for the better, sometimes
excuse
worse.
Me, I got a call here.
Yeah, right.
Okay, go ahead.
So,
sorry, I wasn't listening. I was texting.
Here's the list of the top annoying habits of smartphone users. Number one, saying there's an app for that in response to everything.
I just pretty much want to punch those people.
And it was a great idea from a marketing standpoint, and we get it. But when it's all said and done, is it going to be the where's the beef of 2011?
Yeah, but see, I think that's pretty much in the rearview mirror.
You
I
think
mean,
it
saying
is?
Saying the phrase. Now, okay, you know, well, obviously the app market's not going anywhere anytime soon, but
no.
but saying, oh, there's an app for that. Really? What is this, 2008? I mean, come on.
I don't even know what all my apps are.
I saw an ad last night, I think, for the BlackBerry, and apparently there's some super apps now that do.
Well, that's what I got is a new BlackBerry.
Yeah,
what are some of the super apps?
There's one, a little jet engine comes out the back of your
phone. That's the one, yeah. It makes you go a lot faster.
Yeah, and you fly around.
Yeah.
Costs a little bit more. But...
Do you know about that one, Tom?
No.
Well,
okay.
Obviously...
Ooh, I've got NFL mobile, it says
here.
I
don't think that's anything we'd care about.
No, but nothing I care about.
Next thing, constantly checking the phone anytime someone asks a question. Sometimes it's okay to say, I don't know, instead of spending the next 20 minutes Googling.
Now, hold on. I will take umbrage with that.
Right. Okay, yeah. Here we got some umbrage.
Bring us some umbrage.
Well, I will umber on up on this.
All right,
one.
Yeah, let's go.
No, if someone brings up, if someone has a question, if it's a legitimate question, I feel like if I have access to information literally at my fingertips, then make an effort.
Well, and if it's important to actually find out the answer.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you know, if it's who is the MVP of Super Bowl 14,
yeah.
Terry Bradshaw.
I'll get back to you.
Then
hold on a second. I'll tell you.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. What was the longest play in Super Bowl 14? Right. All right. Next, chatting away on your Bluetooth.
That's the ear thing.
Yeah. Here's the deal. When you're in your car, use a headset. But if you're on the street or you're in a restaurant, I mean, do you really need to be doing that?
No.
And I had one of those. I forget. It was like 3 years ago. And it was okay when I was in the car and, you know, I'm driving. But, yeah, I can't get walking around with it.
You know what?
I see more and more people doing that.
You know what works better?
Okay.
And I don't I would not use this in public. I've used it in the – I use it in the vehicle, and I use it because it allows my one-year-old grandson to communicate with his grandparents, and that is the speaker function on my cell phone.
Okay, that's cool.
It works better than any Bluetooth I ever attempted.
Yeah, yeah, I hear that. And that's
– It's a good speaker?
Yeah, it works better than any speakerphone. Like, you know, it doesn't have the same sound as, I mean, and that's just it. My wife has talked to me on her speakerphone, and she just has a regular, you know, pedestrian cell phone,
right,
and it works fine.
Hello.
Yeah, butt dialing on the iPhone.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that keyboard lock.
Hello.
How y'all doing this morning?
We're all right. How are you?
Hey, you know that Bluetooth thing? The first time I saw a man talking on one of those things, I just knew he had just lost his mind.
Yeah, he's wondering why he was saying those things to you, right?
No, you didn't know that. Didn't know him that well.
I'm just going to say that I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but I can paint pretty broad. If you talk on your cell phone in a restaurant, especially on a Bluetooth, you are talking too loud.
Yeah. Oh,
okay?
Sure. Yeah.
You may not think you are, but you are talking too loud.
Now, I like this one right here. I'd like to hear you guys' thoughts on this. Waiting for the next thing to happen.
What do you mean?
You sit down with friends, and you see there's always somebody who's got the phone, and they put it on the table.
Uh-huh.
And that's what? Because you're waiting for that next text message?
Oh, sure.
You're waiting for that next phone call? I mean, is it really that important?
No.
And that does. That
in their world, it is.
Just kind of bugs me a little bit. And more, I'm just taking my phone and not taking it in someplace. Like if you go to a function or something, you know, I can just leave it in the truck.
I can't do that.
No.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
On two fronts, actually,
right.
I can't do
I
that.
I just happen to be at that stage in life where
no,
I
that's,
think
and,
I can
and
do
And that's
that.
Cool. I mean, I'm just actually, you know, about three fronts, I can't do that. But, you know, just having to be accessible 24 hours a day,
yeah.
I mean, for... to be able to come up here and tell folks about what's going on.
Yeah. So. Texting in the movies.
Oh, drag them out, stomp their phone, take their driver's license away, slash their tires, and then, you know, I don't know. And that's the first offense.
And then we'll take them before a judge to see if they can keep their kids.
Well,
right?
Okay, yeah. But I'll devil's advocate with
no,
you.
No, there is no advocate.
No. Is it okay to do it while the commercials are
no,
playing
no,
before you
no,
before
no,
you walk
no,
down?
No, it's annoying.
Okay, no, it's annoying. There's no doubt about that. But no, I was just asking. You answered.
Yeah,
I just wonder it.
You want to
for me it? I don't notice it. Yeah, when the lights go down and the movie starts, absolutely.
Yeah.
But when the lights are still up,
okay,
and
are you talking about
when you're showing me the real estate commercials,
okay,
and all that kind
yes,
of stuff.
Yes, okay, I will
that's
grant
what
you
I'm
that.
Talking about.
During the trailers, no.
Sorry.
Once the lights go down,
no. I wasn't talking about the trailers.
Once the lights go down,
everyone
should get your cell phone number. They should flash your cell phone number on the screen.
No, I meant the local ads that
and
they
your
do
home
now
address
while people are getting their seats and
make
stuff
sure
like
that you go ahead and turn the volume up because your ringtone is Jumped by Van Halen.
Right.
You want to be able to have that going.